Coach Doug Peterson with me, our weekly one-on-one presented by Wawa. And Coach, a tough game on Sunday a couple of days ago. Your thoughts after watching the film, coming up short against the Giants?
You know, you come away a little disheartened, obviously, because of the loss. But then you also come away with a lot of positive from the game. You know, there's a tremendous amount of plays that we left out on the football field that we're going to get better and we're going to learn from, and we're going to make these plays down the road, offensively speaking. And even on defense, there's you know, we're playing some young guys, obviously, especially in the back end, and communication is everything. Understanding and recognizing formation. Same thing on offense, you know, understanding and recognizing defense from a quarterback's position. But you take some of that away. The effort has been tremendous. The fact that we've kind of dug ourselves a little bit of a hole to start a couple of these ball games and then put ourselves in a position to win these games in the fourth quarter is very positive, very encouraging. But, you know, we just can't start that way. And, you know, it's something the guys are keep battling with every single week. They keep fighting through it. And that's the encouraging part for me as a coach.
Give me a progress report, if you would, please, on Carson Wentz through eight games.
Carson's been doing a really, really good job. You know, I got to keep reminding myself that he is a rookie into his, you know, every game's a new game. Every game's a fresh start for him. And you know, just got to make sure that as coaches, we're doing right by him, meaning we're not giving him too much. Obviously started the season doing some great things and making some great plays. And he's still continuing to make some great plays and tremendous plays, which we saw the other day against the Giants, some of the downfield throws. He's right where he needs to be. You know, first year, we're putting a lot on his shoulders now. We're asking him to do a lot, but at the same time, we're asking a lot of guys to do a lot of things. Offensive line is playing extremely well, even with injury. They're playing well. Defensively, I think one of the things you see is it's a steady defense. It's an aggressive defense. You know, creating turnovers. You know, getting after the quarterback. You know, kind of right where we need to be. The one thing that looking in these first eight games, probably the biggest thing is we just need to learn how to finish games and have that mindset to put teams away a little bit earlier when they get the opportunity.
How will Carson improve as the season goes along here, the second half of the season? What do you want from him mechanically, vision, decision-making, all that stuff?
Well, you know, obviously take these first eight games and really just self-evaluate I want him to continue to do the same things. I don't want to lose any aggressiveness that we're doing offensively. I want to maintain that down the field mentality and utilize our strengths. I think our tight ends had an exceptional game this past weekend. I want to keep them coming a little bit more. You know, Bryce was a bright spot, obviously, on offense, gave us a little spark down the field. You know, so we got to continue to sort of evolve that way and just utilize our strength in that situations. And Carson just understanding the offense, understanding progression, getting back to the basics a little bit in these next few games. And again, we got a lot of football left. Eight games, anything's possible. Still got a shot for the postseason.
How do you feel about the job you've done through eight games?
You know, I'm my own critic. You know, I'm my biggest critic, and there's things I can definitely do better. There's things that I felt like I've done well. You know, I think you know, calling some games, these first eight games, you know, I feel comfortable doing that and managing the sideline, especially offense, defense, and special teams. Every Sunday night, I come in, and that's the first thing I look at. I look at how did I help our football team, you know, win or be in a position to win and just be overly critical in those areas.
Observers of the Eagles have come to know you now as somebody who's very aggressive. You've gone for it on fourth down nine times. Is that something that we are now going? I mean, that is what Doug Peterson is all about now, forever, moving forward.
I think it's something that you have to look at every single week. I don't think you just, you know, say, hey, fourth down, we're just going to go for it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's times when you got to be smart about it and understand how your team's playing at that time. And obviously, in the game last week, we needed to maintain some drives, and we had some opportunities that we failed on. And so I look at those. I'm very critical of those errors, whether it be the play call, the design, whether it be execution, whatever it is. Why didn't we get those either third downs or fourth downs? Because we need to get better in the second half of the season on third down as well. I'm going to maintain that aggressiveness. I think it sends a message to the football team and a lot of confidence in the guys. Whether we get the fourth down or not, We're gonna maintain that style of play.
What is the message that you want to send to the team?
I just think that if they see it from me that I'm aggressive, it shows trust in the guys. It shows confidence in the guys, especially offensively. And then second, if we don't get it and we're, like the game the other day, if we can stop them and make them punt, then field position becomes very important. So it's just a confidence message that that the guys can feel.
That you believe in them, right?
So 100%, yeah. 100%. I got all the confidence in the world, believe in one, the offense, believe in the defense, special teams. But, we're gonna down the road, we're going to make more of those than we're not.
Doug, the Atlanta Falcons come to town on Sunday. Tell me a little bit about that football team. We know the explosive offense. They've turned their season around here. They are just dynamic offensively. What do you see from them?
Just hit it. Yeah. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. I mean, they're offensively very explosive. Matty Ice, as they call him, is playing extremely well. He's coming back home, so he gets a little welcome back to Philadelphia this weekend. And defensively, I know they're young, a little bit on defense. Not a big pressure team. Dan Quinn's got him playing a lot like he was, when he had in Seattle and some of the things you're seeing there. So it's just going to be a game that we have to execute offensively. One of those ball control type games, I think, and try to limit the amount of touches that their offense has during this game.
Doug Peterson, one-on-one in studio here, presented by Wawa. Good luck against the Falcons. Let's start the second half of the season off the right way.
Doug Peterson, one-on-one, presented by Wawa.